Isaiah chapter 21. Isaiah chapter number 21, verse 1, the Bible says, "To the burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me, and the treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs of have taken hold upon me as the pangs of a woman in that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it, and I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart painted, fearfulness frightened me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go, said a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. And he saw a chariot up with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried, A lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, there cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her God he hath broken under the ground. Oh, my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of Duma, he called to me out of Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, The morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire ye, return, come. The burden upon Arabia, in the forest of Arabia shall ye lodge. O ye traveling companies of Didim, the inhabitants of the land of Tema, brought water to him that was thirsty. They prevented with their bread him that fled. For they fled from the sword, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail, and the residue of the number of archers and mighty men of the children of Kedar shall be diminished, for the Lord God of Israel hath spoken it." I want to preach just a little while tonight, and if God will be our help, on this thought: what's involved in a faithful ministry? What's involved in a faithful ministry? As we look and we see, as Isaiah's a writing here, and he's a telling us, and he knows about some things that's coming down the path, down the pike. He looks and he sees with the help of God and the knowledge he has of the Lord, and he sees things that's starting to transpire for the people of Israel. And he begins to admonish them and show them and tell them and begins to relay to them what's going to take place. I'm glad we serve a God that don't leave us in the dark. I'm glad we've got a God tonight that'll touch our hearts, my heart, your heart, with the precious word of truth, and maybe it don't have, so that he don't leave us unknowing. I'm glad that we got a God that knows exactly where we're at and knows what we need even right now. He knows what we're heading into. He knows where we've been, and he knows where we'll be when it's all finished. Amen. I'm glad that, ain't you glad that you serve a God that's that way? I'm glad, praise God, he knows where I'm at. He knows what I'm capable of doing, and he's there to strengthen me and you to help us to accomplish that he puts on our hearts. A lot of times we get vain in the well-doing because we think we can't. I won't say tonight you're absolutely right. You can't. You can't do nothing without him. But I want to say, praise God, there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. We serve a great and a mighty God tonight, and there's nothing impossible with him. So what is involved in a faithful ministry to the Lord? Now, as Isaiah looks at this thing, he gives us about three things here I want to share with you tonight from his word, that you can see the power of an almighty God, that he's there, amen, and that the concern that he has ought to be the same concern that we have. Amen? I'm saying we ought to have concern in our hearts tonight for the things of God. But Isaiah, he's looking at this, and he sees how things is playing out, and he sees the he has a burden for the people. Now, what is a burden? A burden is a heavy weight. It's something that's there. It's hard to be moved. Amen? But he says that he had a burden. Amen. He was faithful to the Lord, and he said, what I'm going through, he said, it's like travail with a woman. We see as it plays out here, he said, a grievous vision is declared unto me, a treacherous dealeth treacherously, and a spoiler spoileth. Amen. He said, listen, some things ain't always going our way, but I'm glad I've got a God that's got a way. Amen. I'm glad I'm in His way. Hey, you say, preacher, it's not good to be in the way of God. Amen. If you're not in the way of God, you better get there. Amen. Call God Almighty. Amen. He's got a way. It seems right to the world, but I want to tell you, it is right, the way of God. And the way of God is Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh the Father but by me. He is that perfect way. And when we get in God's way, amen, praise God, He can work you like a piece on a chess table, put you where He needs you to be, to give you guidance and leadership and help you to make a difference. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to finish making a difference. I don't want to finish nonchalant in here. Praise God. I know I'm saved. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But praise God, that's not good enough. I want to be found guilty of doing something for Him. When they take me to court and say, did He do what He do for Jesus? I hope they can give a whole list of things. I hope my accusers say, He did this for Jesus, and that for Jesus, and another thing for Jesus. God, so in heaven, praise God, the heavens will roar with glory. Amen. I don't want to finish my course with nothing on my account. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, I'll just be happy if I make it. Amen. Preacher, I just hope I can get to heaven. I've had several folks during this pandemic thing said, well, I said, how's your heart? How are you with the Lord? Amen. Well, I said, and I've heard them say, they've said this, well, I hope I make it. Amen. Hey, we better know, praise God, our Lamb, their name's written on Lamb's Book of Life. If your name ain't written, praise God, you won't go. Amen. Praise God. Then in order to have a faithful ministry, praise God, first thing we need to know is that we're saved, praise God, born again believers. You remember, you say, preacher, how do I know? You remember today when the Holy Ghost of God came to where you was at. Amen. Showed you was no hell deserving sinner. Amen. And showed you that Jesus loved you and wanted to save you. Amen. Do you remember the day when Jesus come your way? Hey man, you was out there, maybe you wasn't thinking about Him, but praise God, He had you on His mind. Hey man, glory to God, He come to where you was. You couldn't reach up high enough. Hey man, praise God, oh, you'd way down low. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, He come to where we was. Hey man, reached down, got a hold of us, pulled us up out of the muck and mire, cleaned us up enough, praise God, so we'd realize and recognize there was a hand of God somewhere. Amen. Praise God, I like His hand, don't you? I'm talking about a faithful ministry. When he showed me I need to be saved, and I asked Him to forgive me of my sins. I knew it, Austin, I knew I was a sinner. Amen. I knew I was a sinner, praise God. But I heard a story one time, man said, you don't have to die and go to hell. Because Jesus loved you. Boy, I just broke down. Praise God. I said, Jesus loves me. Amen. Now, I know that little old preacher there that night wasn't just preaching to me. He was preaching to that whole congregation. But the Holy Ghost of God was speaking to me personally. Amen. Ain't it amazing how we can be in here in a congregation of folks and praise God, the Holy Ghost of God come through here through the preaching and teaching, through the Spirit of God, and He can come to you and to you and to you, praise God, individually, and He can touch you in an individual, special way. Praise God, we all just jump up and shout and give God glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. What God's able to do. He said, I was vexed. He said, the vision I had, it floored me. He said, I didn't know what to do with it. Amen. Praise God. Listen, he said, when God calls us, when God brings us in, hey, it's not always an easy thing. But I'm glad tonight, praise God, I can seek His will. And His will makes a difference in my life. And our Lord gave us an example. He said, Father, not my will, but Thine be done. You know what happens? We surrender ourselves to the Lord. And He begins to do in us, praise God, what we can't do in ourselves. He begins to empower us. But Isaiah was a look at this. He said, praise God. He said, this thing's bigger than I am. Amen. He said, there's some things coming down the pike. He said, it's bigger than I am. He said, I need some things I need help. He said, there's some distress in this world, some distress around us. Look around us today, youngins. We're right there now. There's distress all around us. But praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty, what God's doing in this world right now, and He's doing something big. He's moving in a marvelous way. He's getting ready, praise God, for a shout and a trump. He's getting ready to take His people to be out here. He's getting ready to call His bride home. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I'm part of that blood birth part. Praise God. Where Lord God Almighty called me. Praise God. Put my name on the Lamb Book of Life and I'm ready to go. Amen. Brother J.R. Plymouth said one time, he said, hey, listen, said, I don't want to go right now, but he says, praise God, I'm ready. You may not want to go right now, but praise God, you need to be ready at any minute. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, what I'm going through here, he said, days of distress. He said, it's like a woman in travail. Amen. He said, therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me as the pangs of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it, and I was dismayed at the seeing of it. We see him here. He said, hey, listen. He said, a painful, it's like a birth in pain. He said, it's hard. It's even for me. It's hard for me to get the message together to deliver it. He said, in the hearing, I've heard it. In the seeing, I've seen it. He said, but it's hard to put it together. He said, because I know what it's going to mean. I know what God's going to do. I know what He has to do. Praise God to get her attention. He said, but praise God, it's so hard. Sometimes it's hard for the men of God stand up and preach the truth in the power and the administration of the word. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said, I don't ask you to do it, but I'll do it for you. Praise God, I'll give you the volume of a book, and if you'll just follow the book, praise God, everything will be alright. I'll tell them what I need to tell them. I'll show them what I need to show them. And Isaiah said, hey, listen to my hearing. I'm a hearing it, and my seeing, I'm a seeing it, and I'm having the power from on high coming down to make the difference. Amen. Isaiah said, this thing's pretty evident. Amen. He said, I can see it playing out. He said, what I heard, he says, come from God. He said, what I saw, praise God, it's coming from God. Amen. So you say, preacher, well, what about all these hard things that we go through, praise God? You don't think God knows about them? Hello? You don't think God knows about it? He knows exactly every hardship that we face. He says, like a woman with travail. He knows the pain that you're going through. Amen. He knows where you've come to. Amen. He knows what you're up against. Praise God, but He's still there. I said, it's painful to birth this message, to show you, tell you what God is planning to do. Amen. He says, a burden. Amen. Hey, what's involved in a faithful ministry is a burden. Amen. He had a burden. He had a burden. He said it was like a woman in travail. He said it was painful to share this burden. It's painful to give this message. It's painful to get this burden message up. But he said, I had to do it. Because God called him to do it. Praise God. It's not always easy to do what God calls you to do. Listen, it'd be easier to do about anything in the world to preach. Amen. You know, Brother Austin, when I went to see Brother Donald, and he said, well, get out of it if you can. I thought, what in the world? I've been with this thing for almost 4 years. I come over here, I finally surrendered to the Lord. I come over here and ask your opinion. I want you to, you know, but I feared He'd bless me and send me out, praise God. And he said, well, son, get out of it if you can. What kind of reason is that? But I know where he's at. It's hard to get a mess up. It's hard to tell people, amen, that these people that's going to die and go to hell, these people that's going to have to go through turmoil in their life, because unless we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to go through with us to bring us through the things that we face. He said, it's hard to get it together. He said, like a woman in travail. Not only did he say like a woman in travail, but he said it's like a threshing floor. Amen? He said it's like a Isaiah's distress. So he saw, verse 9, he said he saw the beginning of the fall of Babylon. He said, and beheld, there cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. Isaiah sees that. He sees that taking place. Amen. And he realizes. See, they was counting on a rival power to intervene for them. Amen. Now watch this. I said they were counting on a rival power to intervene for them. I want to say tonight, praise God, we've got a rival power that's here to intervene for us. Amen. Praise God. You ought to shout. We have a rival power to intervene for us. They had a rival power that was there to stop the advances of the Assyrian armies. And they was counting on that rival power to do the work for them. But you know what happens when we take our eyes off of God? We've got a power, praise God, out of this world. And we take our eyes off God and we begin to trust in men, praise God. Then we start backing up. But there's a God of heaven who's at, the Bible says he has all power. Amen. All the power. What does that mean, Pastor? It means all the power that he needs. But not only all the power he needs, but all the power that you need. When we are weak, he is strong. Amen. That, praise God, the safest place you can be is on your knees before a holy God. Amen. He can make the difference. But he said, I see him as on a threshing floor. Amen. He said, oh my threshing and corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. He said, listen, so I had this thing planned out. I figured what it was. He said, I figured it was going to get better and better, praise God. He said, hey, we're going to have somebody else, a rival power that would intervene for us. He said, I thought we'd have a rival power that would take away and stop Israel's sufferings. I want to say that little nation's still a suffering today. We need to pray for the nation of Israel. You ain't been praying for them. You need to pray for them. Amen. You want a blessing, praise God. You bless Israel. Amen. You bless it. You find you a good organization. You send them folks some money. Help them out. Amen. You say, preacher, should we do that? Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. If we help Israel, praise God. He said, I'll bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. Amen. Praise God. You say, I'm going to be found on the blessing side. Praise God. I'm going to send them a little bit every time I get a chance. Praise God. And I send through the chosen people's ministry and it goes right into those people's hands. It takes care of them. It feeds them. It encourages them. Praise God. It helps them. Amen. Praise God. That's what God said we need to do. That we might help stop the suffering. They're being bombarded every day. Ain't it amazing that the liberal media never tells you about it? Them people are under constant bombardage of the world every day and nobody ever hears about it. Amen. We hear about it. Teresa's got a thing on her phone where she gets a report from Israel every day. Amen. And every day there's things going on, there's bombings, there's threats, there's something going on every day to the little nation of Israel. Amen. We ought to have a burden for that little nation of Israel. Amen. If we don't, there's something wrong with the church. Amen. I said, if we don't, there's something wrong with the church. Amen. Them's God's people, praise God. Amen. But he said, I see the threshing floor. I see them being threshed as being on a threshing floor. He said, I see them being winnowed and crushed, praise God, by the things that's happening, by the enemy that's coming. He said, oh, my threshing floor and the corn of my floor. That which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. Amen. He said, there's a threshing going on. There's a winnowing going on, praise God. He said, he's crushing and breaking and breaking down. Amen. Praise God. But he said, listen, he's like Isaiah, I believe he's like all the rest of them. He's looking for a place of calm. Because I see here in verse 4 as he begins to speak to us, he's looking for a place where he can kind of slip out of the storm. Amen. A place of calm, you might say, in the heat of the storm. He said, my heart pained and fearfulness affrightened me. But listen to what he says. He said, the night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. He said, there was a place. He said, a calm. He said, I was looking for a calm evening in my life. Amen. You know what he's talking about? Amen. The world is so full of turmoil. It's time. You know what I'd like to do sometimes? Sometimes, Brother Jeff, I'd like to just take a good a good ice cold cup of iced tea and just go sit out on the porch and just watch the world go by. Amen. Wouldn't that be, maybe some of you do that every day. God bless your heart. Amen. God, it feels good, don't it? Isaiah said, hey, listen, said, hey, I'd just like to have one evening. I just go, a calm evening. I just go sit on the porch and sip tea. Just watch the world go by. But he said, it's not happening. He said, there's turmoil and there's a detention everywhere. God's trying to do to get attention, things God's trying to do to point us in the right direction. He said, I'm constantly having to monitor it and try to work with it and deal with it and show people the way. He said, it's a burden on my heart, but praise God. He said, I'm glad I get to do it. He said, it'd be easier to go sit on the porch and sip tea. Amen. It'd be easier to sit on the porch and sip tea. But praise God, he said, when you got a burden, praise God, you got to go do what you need to do. I mean, you got to minister while you can, praise God, because one day you won't get the opportunity. He said, so instead of burdens, instead of sipping tea, he said, I've got a burden all the way to the end. Amen. He said, I've got a burden for the lost. I've got a burden for my people. I've got a burden for my nation. I wonder tonight, do we have a burden? Do you have a burden? Amen. He said, it's like a woman travail. It's like a woman, like a threshing floor. But he said, well, there's a need for a watchman. Amen. In verse number 5, he says this. He said, prayer table, watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes, anoint the shield. He said, for thus hath the Lord said unto me, go, set a watchman, and let him declare what he seeth. Amen. The Lord said, we need to set somebody to be watching. Somebody needs to watch. You know, who needs to watch? They need to watch for you, watch for your family, watch for your children, watch for your loved ones. Somebody needs to be watching. You know what's happened to the church? We forgot to watch. Amen. We've got to look and we might see so we can cut it off before it takes our children. He said, the Lord told him, he said, you need to set a watchman. Amen. The prophet was told, amen, to anxiously watch and warn the people, to tell them, amen, that the trouble was coming so that they'd know what to expect. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, go and set a watchman and let him declare what he seeth. Amen. You know what? We're living in the world today. It's politically correct, and they don't want you to say, they don't want you to tell what the world's doing. You know, if you know what they're doing, if you recognize it, you're not supposed to tell it. Amen. They try to make it out like it's not really happening. And if you say to them, I say, well, you don't really know what you're talking about. You know, we've investigated you and you're too stupid to think for yourself. So we're going to do the thunking for you so you don't have to. Amen. So you can just relax and enjoy yourself and have you a good time and we'll do the thinking for you. Matter of fact, we'll just do everything for you. You don't have to do nothing. Amen. That's what's happening. And it's a time you say, well, preacher, that's an unusual time we're living. No, it's happened in Isaiah's day. Amen. The nation leaders was there. The Bible tells in verse 5, he said they were just feasting carelessly. Amen. He's speaking here of Belshazzar where he's there in Babylon. He's just having him a good old time thinking everything's okay, everything's hunky-dory, and everything's falling down around his head. We're living in a world of deception, folks. We need to wake up. We need to set a watchman. We need to say, listen, I'm going to go hear what the old man of God's saying from the word of truth. And maybe I can get some help so I won't be caught up in the deception. It's rampant all over this world. But there's a God of heaven, praise God. He said, if you'll follow me, if you'll trust me, I'll show you. Amen. He said, if anybody lacks knowledge, he said, ask me. Amen. What would you like to know? He said, I'll tell you. Amen. I'll tell you what you need. But they were feasting, carelessly feasting. You say, preacher, why was they doing that? Because they didn't think about nobody but themselves. When we see a home and families and lives falling apart and it doesn't bother us, what kind of God do we serve? That we could see them fall, see people falling apart, and it doesn't bother us. Amen. Praise God, it ought to concern us. if we're thinking about somebody besides ourselves. Amen. We ought to have a burden. He said, watchman, we're to have a burden. Praise God. What does a watchman do? A watchman watches so that we can see. A watchman watches so that he can warn. So he can tell them that there's something coming. He asked a question in verse 11. He says, watchman, what of the night? And I reckon he didn't answer him quick enough. Amen. We ought to have an immediate answer when somebody asks us, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what do you see? We ought to have an answer immediately. Say, I see the God of glory and the Son of the Lord Jesus Christ coming in heaven. Amen. I see folks getting saved and born again, getting ready, praise God. Shouldn't have to think about it twice. What do you think about this? I think God Almighty's doing business in the hearts of men. I think He's saving souls, praise, seeking who He may save. Bringing them in. He said, what, watchman, what of the night? Didn't get an answer. He said, watchman, what of the night? Maybe he called it. Maybe the second time he hollered a little louder. Amen. We was out here Saturday, and Ashley's daddy was here helping us, Mr. Brooks. And I told him, I said, go ahead and get your trailer. I said, go ahead and take some of that wood. Go ahead and put it on your trailer. He was up here, and I was down there, and we was sawing. I said, go ahead and put it on your trailer. He said, I can't hear you. So I said it a little louder. I said, go ahead. I put my hands on my... I said, go ahead and get some of that wood and put it on your trailer. He kept his voice. He said, I can't hear you. I put my hands up again. I screamed at the top of my lungs. I said, go ahead. And he was sitting up there grinning like a possum. He heard every time I said it. Amen. He heard me all three times. But praise God, hey, he said, hey, I can't hear you. So I cried out louder. I want to say there's a whole world, Brother Robert, that's out here today, and they don't like that, act like they can hear us. So we need to shout it louder. Proclaim it to more. That Jesus Christ saves, praise God. From the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen, because He is God. Bless His holy name. The watchman, he said, what of the night? Now he done told us up here in verse 8. Said he cried, a lion, my Lord. I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime. And I'm setting my ward whole nights. Now did you get that? He said, I'm watching all day long. He said, sometimes, Brother Lynn, he said, I'm in my position on the watchtower. And for say something there that won't let me come down. Hey, something that holds me there all night long. You know what it was? It was a burden that he had for his people. I mean, what's involved in faithful ministry? Amen. He cried out. He said, what in the night? Trouble comes in the night. Have you noticed this Black Lives Matter and this Antifa thing? Let me just tell you. See, this is why they don't like quiet churches. Amen. Because he said that we tell a truth. And this is where racism starts, is in white churches. I ain't got a problem with none of them. Amen. They can get out and get job work just like I do. They can do just like we do, and they can have just what we got. I ain't got a problem with that, do you? Amen. I ain't got a problem, Brother Jeff. He gets up, go to work, and he goes to get him some nice stuff. Praise God. Glory be to God. Good for Brother Jeff. Amen. But we're living in the day of error, praise God, when they want to come up and they say, hey, listen, you know what? It's just the situation that we're in. We think, and it amazes me that they're supposed to be protesting. Now, brother, if I'm going to go protest, I'm going to do it in a way that people can see me. Because I want them to know what I'm protesting about. I want to look them between beak and bill and say, hey, listen, what's going on right here ain't right. Amen. But they put on masks and they disguise themselves and they come out in the night. Who does that? Tell you who does it? The stinking devil. We went to eat lunch today. And they was, I don't know if it was a couple or two people, I don't know. But there's a feller come out of there, had on a thing on his head, covered his whole head, just had two little eye holes, and over those little eye holes he had on sunglasses. Now what? That ain't COVID, folks. That's something bigger than that. So that's somebody that wants to conceal their identity. He's probably one of those devils that the governments are chasing down, and he don't want to see them on a camera. Amen. Preacher, you done went from preaching to meddling. No, I'm still in the book. Praise God. God Almighty said, we need to be watching. We need to be watchmen. We need to be heralding it from the rooftops and saying, God Almighty is about tired of the foolishness. He's looking for a few good men, women, boys, and girls to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. It's wickedness. Amen. We need to be praising the Lord, giving them. It happens in the night. Trouble's always. Have you ever noticed that if you get sick, you get the croup, it's always worse at night? Have you ever noticed that? Why is that? Amen. I guess you get separated from everything else and you think more about it. Just makes it seem like it was worse. But trouble's always come. Trouble's always there in the night. But praise God, ain't you glad there's always a morning? Amen. He said, there's trouble in the night, but praise God, there's blessing. He said, joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, praise God, every night we have when you just go a little while, and then there's a morning. Praise God, you wake up and the blessings of God's all over the place. Amen. Praise the Lord, you're able to wake up, you're able to get up. Amen. But he said, Edmund, watch me. He said, what a night. He said, we're watching in the night. We're watching in the day. But he said, I've got a burden. And sometimes it keeps me up all night. Amen. See, when you're in the daytime, your minds are working. And you can think on these things while you're working. Amen. Just got to be careful with that you don't let it preoccupy you where you stand there in the days and not doing what you need to be doing. Amen. But he said at nighttime, amen, you have to be alert, you have to be thinking in order to realize, amen, what's happening. And he said, the burdens come to me. He said, the day's the blessing, and the day's the blessing, praise God. He said, I praise God. He said, in the night, it's when the burdens come. And I have to, he said, I stayed up all night long because I've had burdens. Amen. What's involved in a faithful ministry, praise God, it's burdens. Having burdens for the lost. All these things, day watching and day and night, will continue to come till Jesus comes. What makes a difference? What makes a faithful ministry today is the burdens that we have in our heart. The man of God, Isaiah, says here in chapter 21, let me give you this, I'm finished. He said, the burden of the desert, verse 1. Amen. He says, the burden of Duma, in verse 11. And he said, the burden upon Arabia, in verse 13. Isaiah says, he said, watchman. He said, I'm a watchman for God Almighty. And said, these places, amen, three times. He said, I've not got just one burden. I've not got just two burdens. But he said, I've got three burdens. He said, it's tearing my heart up. He said, I've got three burdens. That's keeping me up at night. There's three burdens that I've got. He said, I just can't get away from. He said, I'm not trying to. He said, I'm trying to deal with these burdens. I'm trying to lift them up. I'm trying to figure out a direction because of these burdens. What's involved in a faithful ministry? Brother Austin, it's having burdens. It's having burdens. It's having burdens for our people. It's having burdens for our families. It's having burdens for the lost. It's having burdens for our churches. It's having burdens for our community. It's having a burden for our country. We ought to be burdened down. He said, well, preacher, what? Yeah, because if we're burdened down, praise God, we know where we can take cast our cares on. We know where we can take them to. I want to say, church, listen to me tonight, and I'm done. We better get a burden. We better get a burden. We better have a burden because we've got lost children. We've got lost loved ones. We've got lost family. We've got lost brothers. We've got lost sisters. We've got people in our churches, our communities that's lost without God. We've got our young people that's been sucked into through drug addiction and alcoholism and pornography, and the devil's just raking them in by the handfuls. You say, preacher, what? It'll take a watchman. Amen. With a burden. Praise God. That's what's involved in a faithful ministry, is us being watchmen. Say, I can't do it all. I can't see everybody. I can't touch all your family. I've got a burden for the church. I've got a burden for the church family. But you need to have a burden for your people, just like I need to have a burden for my people. What's involved in a faithful ministry? Praise God, it's a burden. I ask you a question, church. I want you to ask yourself, just as sincere as you can, do I have a burden? Do I have a burden? Who do you have a burden for? Or do you even have one?